We continue our learning Lila Nishmas David Ben Menachem Rishon Chav Yaakov Ben Nichol Seliya. We're in Sota Perak Aleph Mishnah Ches. We continue our discussion of Mida Kenegan Mida. Shimshon Halach Acharinov Lefikach Nikru Pelishtim Esenov. Shimshon, when he visited the city of Timna, he saw this Pelishti woman. He wanted to marry her. So when he came home, he asked his pay his father. Right, Shimshon Alaviv Osokach Li Kihi Yishara Beinai. She is Yishara, pleasant, or in my eyes. So he said in my eyes. So therefore, the Mida Kenegan Mida was that the Fikach Nikru Pelishtim Esenov. Therefore, the Pelishtim eventually were able to pierce his eyes because his desire and sin came from his eyes. He was punished Mida Kenegan Mida by losing his eyes. Avshalom Nizgaeh Visaro. Avshalom took glorified his hair, took pride in his hair. Lefikach Nitla Visaro. Avshalom, David's son, was a Nazir Olam. We spoke about him in the first parak of Nazir, and he would cut his hair every once a year, which he was allowed to do. But it says that he was very proud of it, and he would weigh it, the amount of hair that he would cut, and because of that, Nisgai glorified his hair, Lefikach Nitla Vesaro, towards the end of his life, so he was suspended from the tree by his hair, and eventually Yoav came and stabbed him three times, and then these Na'arim that were part of Yoav's army, so they ended up killing him. So, once again, that's Mida Kenegan Mida. Nisga Abisaro, and therefore Nitzul Abisaro. Lefi Sheval Eser Pilakshe Aviv, when David was forced out of Yerushalayim during Avshalom's rebellion, so he left his 10 Pilakshim in the house. And Achitofel gave Avshalom the following suggestion, advice, that, you know, we should live with these Pilakshim. This way it would show that you and David are not getting together anymore, are not going to reconcile your differences, and that's what you should do. So because Avshalom ba'al eser Pilakshe aviv, lefikach nitnu bo eser lon bios. Therefore, he was stabbed. Afterwards, when Yoav found Avshalom hanging from the tree by his hair, so Yoav thrust three darts into him, and then these Na'arim came and they killed him. And that's what it says here, that they came and nit eselon biosli, his lancets, spears, they stuck in Tim Shenamar vayasobu asara anashim no se'ei kalei Yoav. We have in our Navi, we have Na'arim, although the Mishnah quotes the word anashim, no se'ei kalei Yoav, who held the armor of Yoav, vayakuas Avshalom, vayimisu, and they killed Avshalom. So it's 10 lunbios because of the 10 pilagshim. Levisha ganav shlosha levavos, lev aviv, lev based in the lev Yisrael. And because he, Avshalom, stole three hearts. He stole the heart of his father, that of the Beis Din, and that of the Jewish people. What does that mean? Avshalom asked asked David if David could write a letter that Avshalom could take two people to serve him. But after receiving that letter, he took many pairs of people to the point where he had 200 people, the Navi says. So in that way, he deceived his father. He stole his father's heart. And these people were from the Beis Din. These people were judges of great courts. Of the chief judges of the courts of the Jewish people. So that's the lev Beis Din that he stole. They thought they should be following Avshalom. And of course, the heart of the Jewish people as well, that he convinced them that Avshalom was really very concerned for the Jewish people, and he was the one that should be leading them. So because he stole three hearts, Shenema vayganev Avshalom es lev anshe Yisrael, lefikoch nisku bo shlosha shvatim. Therefore, there are three darts. This is the case of Yoav. Yoav, they're like lances. He stabbed him three times, although he didn't kill him. When he was hanging from the tree, the Na'arim came and finished him off. But nonetheless, this is three hearts and three darts. Shnei Amar vayikach shlosha shivatim b'chapo vayiskoeim b'leiv Avshalom. Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes tells us that Mida Kenegan Mibo works for a reward as well, not only for a punishment. V'chein le'inyan atova. Miriam imtina l'moshe sha'achas. Miriam waited for Moshe for a moment when he was thrown into the Nile. Shnei Amar v'tesatzava chosome rechok. She stood far away to see l'dei amaye aselo. L'fikach nizak v'ula Yisrael. Therefore, everyone waited for her when she had saras and she was outside of the machane for 7 days. Everyone waited for her before they traveled. That the people didn't travel until she was brought back in. Yosef had the merit to bury his father. father, and something that is Yosef, who was the Mishnah Lamelech, and yet he was the one who was most involved in burying his father. Ve'in ba'achi be'echav gadol mimenu. Certainly there's no one greater than he. Shene'emar v'yal Yosef l'kboris aviv v'yal imo gam rechav gam parashim. He came with the chariots and horsemen from Mitzrayim. And so, and yet he was willing to bury his father more than the other brothers. Milanu gadol miyosef shalom esasak bo'ela Moshe. And therefore, who is greater than Yosef? And now, who is able to busy himself with him with burying Yosef? Moshe himself. We know that Moshe, there was the one who took charge of the Atzmos Yosef. And therefore, once again, Emida Kenegen Mida. Moshe zochav atzmos Yosef, then misal gadol memenu. Moshe was zochet to bury Yosef, to bring his, or at least not to bury him, but at least to bring, to take them out of Mitzrayim, so eventually they'll be brought to Eretz Yisrael. Shene'emar v'yikach Moshe atzmos Yosef imo, and mi gadol mi Moshe, well, who's greater than Moshe? Shalonis asak bo'el ha'mokram. Who then was going to busy himself with the burial of Moshe, Hashem himself, b'chor da'atzmo, shene'emar v'yikboro so bagai, v'lo in the way that he was buried, he buried him in the valley. Below al Moshe b'levad amru, el al kolat tzadikim. This is not something that just about Moshe. Hashem did not only busy himself, occupy himself with Moshe when Moshe passed away, but Hashem involves himself with all tzadikim. Shene'emar, the pasuk. Here in Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Ches, V'halach lefanecha tzidkecha kevon Hashem yasvecha. Your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of Hashem will gather you in yasvecha. That's where a person passes away. So Hashem not only occupied himself with Moshe, but all righteous people will pass away. He will bring their neshamos to Olam Haba. It doesn't mean that Hashem is physically involved in the burial like he was with Moshe, but at least he involves himself in some way.